Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The final out has been made. Let's talk about what just happened. The good and the bad. It's time for the Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin postgame show with the franchise, Tim Allen, on The Fan. If you need doors and windows, go to PellaWI.com.
It is a final. The game and the series and the results today are not good. A 4-3 Brewers loss as they lose the game and the series. Welcome in, everybody. It is the Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin postgame show live here in the Lakeland University studios with online learning in seven locations throughout the state. Learn on your terms, lakeland.edu. They lose the ball game 4-3. And really, it's playing out the string for pitching. Craig Counsell said it's not just pitching, though. I mean, it's not just lining up the pitching. It's lining up your position players to be in a good frame of mind also. There's Sam Schmitz. My name is Tim Allen. And we'll be talking Brewers baseball for about the next hour. Rami Makhlouf and the Rami Show moves back in at 4 o'clock today. But the Brewers playing out the string with a 95-64 mark. One series left. They need two victories. They need to take the series against L.A. Now, Keston Hira recalled. I thought that was pretty interesting. And for those of you that are saying, wait a second, what? He's not making the playoff roster. Craig Counsell had an interesting thing to say about that prior to the game, and that is Keston Hira up. You know, with the big league club right now, is more for the other players than Keston. And that makes total sense, where you want to get these guys to where they're in that comfort zone heading into the game 1 week from tomorrow, because that's what it all boils down to, is a week from tomorrow, October 8th, game one, NLDS. That's why we've been through the grind here of 159 games in the books already. And then they get to it a week from tomorrow. But the Dodgers still have something to play for. They're going to be motivated. It may be over, you know, potentially by tomorrow night into Saturday, I guess. And then, you know, that game on Saturday, that game on Sunday, will just, for both teams, the Dodgers and Brewers, maybe for nothing. But they fall in this one. And coming off the news of Devin Williams yesterday, we're going to hear from Craig Counsell coming up in just a little bit. But coming off the news of the Devin Williams injury yesterday, you've had now a good 24 hours to kind of sit on that. And so have I. And I've run through the range of emotions here with the Devin Williams stupidity, because that's what it was. It was just doing something stupid. And we've all done it. Don't get me wrong. I'm not casting judgment on him. We've all done stupid things. I'm no exception to that. But now that the dust has settled in that, does it change that excitement factor for Brewers fans? Or does it get them a kind of, you know, a backpedal? Does it give you guys a little bit of a backpedal here and say, oh, man, you know, this now I feel totally different about the outcome of this season? Because let's face it, heading into, you know, with given full health, heading into the NLDS, you felt pretty good. In fact, that might be an understatement. you might have been like me, like, oh, bring on the Braves because they're just going to rifle through the Braves. They're a far better team than the Atlanta Braves. But has that goal changed at all with Devin Williams being out? Does it change your expectations a little bit? I mean, it is just, I say just, that's in quotation marks. It is one player. It's one pitcher. And it's not even a starter. It's a reliever. It's one guy. And so I found myself kind of, you know, having this mental tug of war here. Should I be pissed and should it lower the excitement level of me heading into the NLDS next week? Or do I think of it as that's what these guys have done all season long, is pick each other up? So I shouldn't lose a bunch of sleep over it, and I should keep the goal and the expectations of a World Series title. Is that where you guys are at? Sam, is that where you're at here? I mean, you've had 24 hours, just like the rest of us. Does it change that excitement level to super excited, moderate, or bad things to come here?
Definitely leaves a sour taste in my mouth, but at the same time, we were kind of talking about it yesterday on the Rami show, and especially I know you guys were talking about it too, is that it does stink, does leave a really, really bad taste in your mouth, and it was a stupid decision and all that, especially the fact that he was coming off a calf injury that he suffered shagging fly balls in the outfield during BP and all that. But at the same time, man, they got Ashby, they got Boxberger, Strickland. They can do a lot of things in the playoffs, whether it be using Lauer maybe even in the bullpen, or I don't know what you do with Hauser. I say you keep him as your fourth. But I think, you know, now that we have a couple hours to sit on it and all that, it's really nice to think that, okay, well, you know what? This Brewers team is still special, and they do have a lot of alternatives that they can definitely use.
414-799-1250. They have been resilient. They have been through all of what they've gone through. In a little while, I'm going to go over like a Atlanta Braves, because it's looking like the Braves. I mean, you know, they're going to end up winning the East there. An Atlanta Braves preview, just almost in review, almost, because they've played against the Braves six times, a couple of three-game sets, and I don't know if you guys remember what happened in that both of those series. So we're going to go over that coming up in a little bit. But you know, again, after Sunday's celebration at American Family Field, you finally get the division down. You have an opportunity to be the best regular season Brewers team in franchise history. You're getting healthier by the day, almost by the hour. And you're starting to get things lined up to where you're ready to go. And then the Williams thing hits. So has that changed your interest level, your excitement level, your expectations, the goals? I have a tough time answering that myself. I do. This is a hit. It is a hit. Make no mistake about it. This guy is a lockdown setup guy that who knows how many times he was going to be used in the postseason. The impact on any given game and multiple games kind of took me down a peg a little bit. I mean, I have to be honest, it did. I mean, I'm not going to get on here and be a cheerleader when you lose a guy like Devin Williams in the eighth inning. That shortened up the games. 70 out of 74 times the Brewers have won the game when leading after seven innings. 70 of 74. Only four times have they lost when leading after seven innings. That's a big hit. Now, can they pick it up? And I've got an idea how they can pick it up. And you saw him pitch in today's game. And you saw him pitch in the eighth inning. And his name is Josh Hader. It's not an extreme measure to go back to Josh Hader pitching more than just three outs in a postseason game. In my estimation, they have to entertain that idea, and I'll bet you they have. So someone needs to ask that question. And I'm sure over the weekend, one of the beats are going to ask that question, or certainly on Media Day next week, heading into the NLDS, or during the workout next week, prior to the, game one of the NLDS on Friday. But that's a way they can pick this thing up, and that's Josh Hader of old, an inning and two-thirds. and then we'll take care of it. Box, Cousins, Strickland. Everyone's throwing, like Sam, you threw in Aaron Ashby in there immediately. I'm not convinced with that, but we'll see how he's used. I think they may have an idea that Brent Suter is a peg above Aaron Ashby in terms of late innings. Maybe Aaron Ashby swings into that middle inning swing man of Brent Suter. And then Suter kind of is the sixth, seventh inning guy. 414-799-1250. We will hear from Craig Counsell. We'll go over the Atlanta Braves. Two series. The Brewers have played them six times this year, and they've come up with a 3-3 mark. Do you remember what happened in those series? I'm going to remind you about that. That's coming up. But the excitement level, has it gone down just a little bit like me? You're listening to the Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin postgame show. Brewers fall in this one. They lose the game in the series. They're off to L.A. to finish it up. Three final games here in the 2021 championship season. Regular schedule. We'll be right back. 1250 AM The Fan.
The game's over, and Tim Allen is taking your calls now on the Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin postgame show on The Fan. Dial him up now at 414-799-1250 or tweet the show at 1250 AM The Fan.
All right, welcome back. It's the Rami Show coming up at 4 o'clock, so stick around for that. Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin postgame show, keeping you company until then. Brewers fall in today's game, the third and final game against the St. Louis Cardinals, 4-3, the final. A little bit of a back-and-forth affair. We'll check out the game recap in just a second here. We're going to hear from today's starter, Brett Anderson, and also Craig Counsell, and you guys at 414-799-1250. Has the excitement level come down just a notch here because of the Devin Williams injury yesterday? I just a tick for me, but I think they can have coverage. And I think the key in that bullpen to maintain, I hate to put it on one guy. It's going to be a collective effort. We all understand that. But it's Jake Cousins. Now, keep in mind how dominating he was and is and has been this season. Yeah, the rookie and young, and it's going to go through some bumps in the road. But that slider, if it's working and he's landing the slider, I don't know if that bullpen is all that beatable. I really don't. If Jake Cousins is the guy. Now, some would say Aaron Ashby, and I get it. Guy can gas. He's got just a magnificent breaking ball. He may be a key also. Now, keep in mind what Woody and Burns did in 2018 as rookies. Played a big impact. Had a big impact in the postseason. Aaron Ashby could that be that guy this year. But I think Jake Cousins is the key here, and you can keep kind of things in line where you go with matchups, Cousins or Box, first or second. You can flip these guys around in the seventh and eighth innings. But man, this is a hit. Make no mistake about it. Goals, expectations, are they lowered a little bit? It is one guy. However, the team has shown its resiliency throughout this 21 championship season. So, man, I cannot wait for a week from tomorrow, man. I'm just saying. 799-1250. Let's go to Brewer Mike. Brewer Mike, you're on the Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin postgame show.
Hey, Timmy, first of all, I just want to say I'm blessed to hear you. I had a little heart situation, and I'm finally listening to you after about a week. So good to hear from you, buddy.
Oh, well, get back on the mend here, Mike.
Oh, yeah, well, the good Lord's trying to take me, but I'm not letting him take me away yet.
Well, the Brewers haven't won the World Series yet. You can't go.
Yeah, exactly. When they do that, then you can kiss my butt goodbye. Anyway,
maybe me too.
I'll be like Euchre, get up, get out of here, gone. Yeah, anyway, Devin Williams, it upset me a lot for someone of his talent to do such a stupid thing. But you know what? And this is probably going to sound like old guy talking here, Tim. These young kids, they don't think before they react. And, you know, you have a son. And, I mean, we were all young at that age.
Of course, but, I mean, to do stupid things.
Yeah, exactly. But to put your fist through a window or a wall or whatever the heck he did, or even is that really what happened? You know, could he have gotten a bar fight? You know,
well, no. that's possible, and no one knows. And right. I will say this. I'm just curious. I don't need to know. It's not going to change my life at all.
If I don't know. Right.
But I'm curious by nature just how that thing went down for sure.
Well, the thing is, Tim, that's going to be it will be leaked out by someone. Ken Rosenfeld or McKelvey will find out somehow. Through the grapevine. I mean, these guys are sneaky. They've got their little spies, you know.
Well, this station is pretty powerful.
Nooks and corners. Someone's going to find out.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, one of our listeners may have some info and may have been around the area or whatever. Who knows? Mm-hmm. Man?
Well, he wasn't at Heartbreakers. No, I'm kidding. But anyway, I think the guy that's going to help him is Brent Suter. I think he's going to be the factor. I think that's the guy we're going to talk about, you know, come November, whatever the date is going to be for, you know, game five or six or seven when the Brewers win it all. I think he's going to be the factor. We're going to be talking about him. We're going to be talking about, what do they call him? What's the hell's his nickname? I can't think of it right offhand. The Gator or whatever. I mean,
the Raptor.
The guy goes out there and he gives 150% all the mm-hmm. time. And that's the kind of guy we need. And, you know, we'll probably forget about Williams but by the time the series is over and we win it, Timmy. So
that's a great point. Hopefully we do. Yes.
Hey, Tim, you hang in there, buddy. And like I said, it is very great to hear you. And you take care, my friend.
Thanks. Get better, man. Get better. 799-1250. That... Hopefully, we don't even remember this as even a blip on the radar, because then life is good for the Brewers if we don't have to look back. But I do know this. He's one of the best relievers in the game. He's an eighth inning guy. The Brewers are going to be in a situation where it is a tie game or Brewers up one or two heading into the eighth inning. That's when his name's going to come up. That's when you're going to think about it. That's when the announcers, radio and or TV, that's when they're going to bring it up. That's when he's not going to be missed in the fourth inning with two on and one out and Escobar at the dish. That's not when we're going to be thinking about Devin Williams. When the Brewers are up 3-2 heading into the eighth inning and Jake Cousins or Brad Boxberger is on the bump, that's when we're going to think of Devin Williams. Let's go to Steve. Steve, you're next at 414-799-1250.
Hey, thanks for taking my call, Tim.
Sure.
So I want to take this at a couple of different angles, if you don't mind. I'll get to the Devin Williams issue in a second. I guess I'm more worried about this offense right now than I am about the bullpen. I mean, a lot of the guys seem to be struggling, and I don't know what their numbers are, but it's like one of the reasons why this is a World Series possible favorite team is they have the offense to go with the pitching. I don't know if they have that offense right now, to be honest with you. And I guess the other angle I want to take this at, is this a 28-man roster for the playoffs?
I believe it's 26.
Is it 26? Because
I'm pretty
now
sure
without
it's 26,
Devin,
yeah.
Is it? Okay, yeah. Because I wonder now without Devin Williams, who's going to be your 13th pitcher, and how, or 12th or 13th pitcher, assuming there's 13 pitchers on the team, yep. You know, how good they're going to be.
I got guys like Eric Lauer. Is he a bubble guy for the playoff roster? Gustave, is he a bubble guy? Daniel Norris, is he a bubble guy? Those yeah. are the types of guys we're talking about. We know that Hauser, Woody Burns, Peralta, all in. Is Brett right. Anderson a bubble? Is he a guy, the guy that pitched today? We may have seen the last in a Brewers uniform of Brett Anderson today.
Yes. Yeah, and that's what worries me is, like, I don't know if I want a Brett Anderson type because, you know, Daniel Norris not doing very well. So without Devin Williams, you might have to have one of those guys on the roster. So that could be a concern there.
Yeah, yeah, no doubt. So those are some of the names that we're talking about here. Those are some of the arms in the back end there that we're talking. Is Miguel Sanchez, he even a possibility to make the 26? I doubt it. But again, Daniel Norris, Gustave, I mean, Eric Lauer. Eric Lauer is, in my estimation, now he's pitching tomorrow in L.A. I think he's pitched his way onto the playoff roster. He's been outstanding.
Lauer's on. I would say he's probably not a bubble guy, I wouldn't think. But, yeah. Mm-hmm. And then they picked up a new guy, too. I don't know his name, like yesterday or a couple days ago. So I don't know if that guy has a shot. Probably not. But
We're going to find out next Thursday. That's for sure.
Yep.
All right. All right. Thanks for the call, Steve. I appreciate that. Let's go to KJ. KJ, you're next here on The Fan.
Hello, my brother. Long time no talk to, Tim.
Yeah, what's
Thanks
happening?
For taking my call. Oh, I've been in Hawaii
with
my dad and watched the Bucks win a championship, and that was awesome. My 90-year-old father, so.
Wow, that's nice. Congrats.
Yeah, thanks, man. Listen, my deal with this whole thing is it's going to put a lot of stress. It's a domino effect, Tim, if you look at it, because it's going to put stress on the offense to have to score more runs, to not be in a one-run game or so, and also, obviously, the back end of the bullpen and the starters, actually, because I don't know. Council might have to pitch somebody another extra inning. Who knows? Depending on what.
And it might be Hader.
Yeah, and I think it's going to be situational based on where they're at in the game, you know. And it's going to be sort of like they were a couple of years ago, that you know, bullpen by committee, closer by committee type of deal. At this point, I mean, what else could they do? I mean, I really don't think they can put in stone one guy, oh, you're going to be the guy that's going to do this and do that.
Okay.
No, I think Council is going to kind of be more flexible in who he's going to put in based on the situation. The second thing I want to say is I'm a conspiracy theorist, Tim, at heart. Mm-hmm. And with this whole Devin Williams thing, something's rotten in Denmark. We're not finding out all the details that really.
Holy Jonathan Lucroy suitcase moment.
Yes, absolutely. And if you look at it, I mean, look through history. What would make a dude mad enough to punch a wall, whether he's drunk, and especially if you're drunk, you know, what would be in the middle?
Relationship issues, testosterone,
getting
a fight. Yeah, relationship stuff. It could very well be that. Could.
A lady. So that's okay, where I'm coming with this. You know, I got mad. And okay, you got mad. But chances are there's a woman that was in the middle of the centerpiece of why you got this mad.
All right, you know, welcome to the newest game show. The craziest reason why Devin Williams punched a wall. Our first contestant is KJ.
Yeah. All right, Timmy. You have a good show, man.
All right, take it easy. Yep, take it easy. You know, that would be a fun bit to have, maybe more so for Rami's show. But what's done is done. I don't need to know. I don't need to know the answer to that. I don't need to know what happened. I want to know just because I'm curious. It's not going to change the way I feel. Won't change it at all. All right, let's get one more in here. I'm sorry, Sam. Where are we going
to
go?
Let's go to Mark in Racine.
Hey, Mark, you're on The Fan.
Hey, Tim. Thanks for taking my call.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, I was looking at a combination, especially listening to you guys talking right now, of Ashby, Cousins, and Strickland for that eighth inning role. And I would put Ashby there, but I don't know if he's going to be able to pitch consecutive days or maybe even have a day off and then come back. But I do believe he has been pitching in the eighth inning when he's been thrown out there. He's just been going multiple innings. I don't like Suter in that role because when you get the really good hitters up there, they kind of get timing with him. They'll step out of the box. They'll make him wait. So So when he wants to do that quick delivery, he's not able to, and that seems to throw him off.
Well, and I've noticed a couple of times they've ambushed Aaron Aspey, and that happens quite often with a younger player, where they just go on the attack. And before long, you know, his head's spinning, and he's blindsided, and it just takes them all off kilter a little bit. The Strickland thing, again, someone said it was a domino effect. Well, Strickland, I wonder if they're going to move his role from being the closer for the starter, because he's been outstanding. When Woody hits the end, when these starters hit the end, Burns, Peralta, he's always the first guy in. There might be two outs and two on, but he's always the guy that comes in and just bridges the gap to a bullpen game from that point. I would be careful to move Strickland from that area of sixth inning, somewhere in there where you just stop the bleeding. He's the stop the bleeder and has been this season.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and throwing Lauer out there too. I don't know. I do believe he's pitched in relief for the Brewers. I don't know about a late inning role for him, but the guy's pitched just phenomenal the last two or three months of the year.
Oh my gosh, he's been outstanding. He's been really, really good. All right, Mark, thanks for the call. People talk about Adrian Houser. What now? Again, he ends up the season with a 3.2 earned run average. Just really good. That used to be our ace. Remember those days? That was the ace of this staff. We'd all be celebrating. Whoa, he's a real ace. 3.2. No, he's the fourth guy. The problem with Adrian Houser being back there, and I mean way back there, seventh, eighth innings, the whip's too high, guys. He goes into walk fest mode. There's a lot of pitches. A good sinker baller. I could see him taking over the Hunter Strickland role, the stop the bleeder role, where there's two on, one out, and one in, and you need a ground ball double play. Okay, I'd take my chances there with Houser. But, man, he goes into a walk-a-thon in the eighth inning. That's going to get ugly. That's going to remind you even more of the Devin Williams injury. We'll continue our conversation. Going to hear from Craig Counsell and Brett Anderson. A couple of statements as well. 414-799-1250. You're listening to the Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin postgame show. There's Sam Schmitz. My name is Tim Allen. Brewers fall today 4-3. We'll be right back. 1250 AM The Fan.
What was the deal with the lineup? Why did he make that bullpen move? Why did he pinch hit with that guy? Time to get all of those questions answered and more with Scoop from the Skipper. Brought to you by Scholze Family Beef. Treat your grill to quality pasture-raised beef from their family farm. Just go to ScholzeFamilyBeef.com. This is the Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin postgame show on The Fan.
Welcome back. Rami Show at the top of the hour. Rami just asked me a question under the table here about what's the silliest way I've hurt myself. Ooh, boy. There's been a few times. Rami will get to that at the top of the hour. We'll get to Craig Counsell. And, of course, coming off the Devin Williams thing, I know I was kept change many years ago. I kept change in a big old Jack Daniels bottle, one of those big Mambo ones. And for whatever reason, I had it at the top on the top shelf of the closet. So I was rooting around in the closet a little bit, and that Jack Daniels came out and got me right in the lip. And so I cut my lip a little bit. That's one, Rami. The other would be when I was in the dating scene on the dating sites, where. I've told this story before, Sam, but I think given this, it's a silly way to get hurt. I'll tell you that. Not my fault, I don't think. Dating site, we hook up, everything's good. She's leaving the house, and I hear a car door slam, and a guy's coming at me, and he throws a pretty much a three-quarter full can of Coors Light at me. Hits me right in the forehead. Just above, right by the eyebrow. Still have the scar. That's a silly way to get hurt. That's a real silly one. So I'm glad that that's over with. I'm sure there's more, but there you go. Have that conversation with Rami coming up during the Rami Show at 4 o'clock today. Brewers fall today 4-3, the final. Now, their win total is sitting now at 95 with three to play. Franchise record in regular season victories, 96. They've done it a couple of times, 18 and 11, both of those seasons ending up in the NLCS. So they need to win two of these three into L.A. against the Dodgers. And Craig Counsell, as you could understand, guys, wouldn't you every player is different. Wouldn't you have a conversation with all of your players, pitchers? It wouldn't matter. Pitchers, position players, and just each one individual. How much do you want here over the weekend? Because, again, they won't play baseball on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, or Thursday. After Sunday's game, series finale in L.A. against the Dodgers, they're done until Friday. Some guys may want the break. But I think relievers, I don't think it's a good idea. That's why you saw Josh Hader today. And I think you're going to see him again Saturday or Sunday. My guess is Sunday, they may use, Craig Counsell may use seven different pitchers in Sunday's game. Because those are the guys that don't want the breaks. Those are the guys that, hey, I'll take a couple of days when I don't want to go 4 days, let alone on top of that. If you pitch on Saturday, you're going to go 5 days as a reliever without throwing a baseball in a game combat situation. I don't think that's a good idea. So, I mean, Craig Counsell's doing what we would do. Consult with the players, see how much they want to go, use your own guidance and experience and wisdom in offering them advice and just pointing out the other side that, hey, you said you wanted to pitch Friday or Saturday. Keep in mind, you're not going to pitch again potentially until Friday, if even needed on Friday. I mean, that's another consideration here. Woody may just go crazy on Friday. The Brewers' offense may break out against Atlanta next Friday night or Friday afternoon, whenever the game might be. And they may not need some of these guys. So it might be mop-up duty. We have to keep all of those things in mind. Pretty interesting that Craig Counsell is in this situation for the first time in his managerial tenure in Milwaukee here. It's a little bit different landscape for Craig Counsell. Speaking of which, they fall 4-3 the final. Brett Anderson, a decent performance, follows up Adrian Hauser's decent performance yesterday. Brewers got on the attack on the hit column. What, they have 10 hits? 10 hits? They had the base runners, just couldn't come up with the big launch, and they fall 4-3 the final. Yeah, 9 hits in this game for the crew. Tyrone Taylor at one point was on base six consecutive plate appearances going back to a couple of days ago. Had a base hit in his final at-bat on Monday. Then he walked in a pinch hit appearance yesterday. Then was 3 for his first 3 today. So that's a good thing to get Tyrone Taylor going. Let's hear from Craig Counsell after the Brewers fall in this series finale.
Craig, what was the importance for you of getting Brett out into the game in this final outing before the postseason?
Well, it was his turn to start. I mean, so you know, that's his turn to start. He threw the ball well, gave us 5 innings, did a nice job.
Counts, getting him length wasn't like a important for him with, you know, since he's not pitching.
I mean, it's important for the staff. I think just, you know, we're kind of trying to, if we're sticking to a little bit of plan with everybody else, I think you need to cover kind of, you know, the starters need to do their jobs. And I thought Brett did his job today.
Craig, we didn't get a chance to talk to you before the game. With Colton and Avi both missing their second straight games, was this anything health related or was it just more trying to get them rest?
No, we're just getting them rest. I mean, you saw them both play, so there are no health issues.
Craig, what about getting Keston back up here for the last few games? Is it a matter of you're facing some lefties? He's a good guy to have, or you just like him back, or?
Honestly, it's about kind of resting some of our players. And we are facing some lefties, facing a lefty today. So, it's a little bit of both. just get another body here.
Did you like the at-bats he saw from Keston today?
Yeah, he had a good, nice day. Nice day.
What about the at-bats from Tyrone to be on base all four times? He had a nice day.
He did. I mean, I think Tyrone's, he's had a really nice season. He continues to produce. And I think he's just been a valuable player for us this year. He's contributed whenever he's asked, kind of in a part-time role and a full-time role. He's, sometimes, don't know where he's going to be in the lineup, but he's done a really nice job and had a really impressive season.
Craig, Josh was impressive on so many levels. You know, sometimes closers, if they don't have a safe situation, don't have as much focus. Plus the cards see him all the time, and he just goes out there and dominates. He looks like he's ready for anything, doesn't he?
Yeah, I mean, Josh is one of the guys we're haven't got a little script for. And so we wanted to get him out there today, and he wanted to get out there today. And so he pitched really well.
Craig, does anything change now moving from a team? Brett said that it's was like two exhibition games after the Cardinals clinched, but the Dodgers are still chasing the Giants for the number one seed. Does anything change Frankel going there?
Yeah, I mean, I think you'll see a pretty standard lineup against our left-handers tomorrow. Against left-handed pitching. So, it's a fun game to play in. We're going to Dodger Stadium on a Friday night. I believe Clayton Kershaw is pitching. Guys, it's they got something to play for. So, yeah, I think we're excited to go play those games. It's a good way to end the season.
Otherwise, it's tough, right, Craig, striking the balance between just staying ready and getting through these games?
I think you're right. It does. I'm glad we're playing a team like the Dodgers because otherwise it is. It's tough for us to – there's nothing to change for our season necessarily. And that makes it a little – I think there's a natural letdown to that. I think we – you compete and you want to get hits and you want to get guys out. But at the same time, it's – you're looking forward a little bit. And a series like we got coming up for us, I think lets us focus on the moment and the now.
Let's find out the play of the game. Brought to you by ABC Audio Video. Home entertainment and smart home technology simply done right. Check them out at abcaudiovideo.com on the Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin postgame show on The Fan.
All right, so you just heard from Craig Counsell, and I've been doing this throughout Craig Counsell's managerial career here. And you pick up little nuances, and I'm not the best reader of people. I can just give you what I've heard. For the most part, I've heard Craig Counsell speak at least twice a day for 6 months of every year since 2015. I mean, think about it. That's a lot. Something there. There's just something there. He might still be moved by this Williams thing. Sam got a bunch of response last night. And you mentioned the same thing. And that is the way President David Stearns looked about the Devin Williams situation. I would love to be a fly on the wall when Stearns and Counsell got together and had their conversation about that hit that they took yesterday. But I'm hearing a little bit of something out of Craig Counsell that my guess is it's the Williams thing.
I would assume so, too. It's very Bill Belichick-esque, which is not normal for Craig Counsell.
Just seems a little... He seems a little off here, and rightly so. They'll get through it. I think you have to be careful with heading into LA. That it's going to be tough to knock down the psyche or the chemistry or the happiness of this Brewers squad this year. I think you just have to be careful of getting your brains beat in for 3 days. You don't want to sit on that either for 4 days heading into the NLDS. So I. I think they're going to play a little bit better than people think at Dodger Stadium over the weekend. Now, we'll find out. We'll be on the air tomorrow after the last pitch as you make the switch. But ABC audio video, play of the game in this one. Now, Keston Hira brought up more so for the other players. Again, as I said, you're not going to play every inning of every game if you're a position player. You got to fill those innings in. And so someone has to do that. I think it was a brilliant move to bring Keston Hira back up. He hit a couple of lasers in this ball game today for outs, but also had this. We have to give it to him. ABC audio video play of the game is Keston Hira. Check this out.
Right off the end of the bat, a broken bat. Base hit for Hira. Taylor around third on his way to the plate. Throw is cut off. And Keston Hira with an RBI single. Welcome back to the big leagues. It gives the Brewers the lead here in the fourth inning.
Nice adjustment.
Yeah, there you go, Keston Hira. Nicely done, as heard on Bally Sports Wisconsin. Brewers go on to fall in this one, 4-3, the final. And I want to get to up next. We got a break real quick here. I want to get to this just a recap and remind you guys of what happened against the Atlanta Braves. In the six games that they faced them this season. Stick around. It's next. Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin postgame show here on The Fan.
Let's find out what happened in today's game from the guys that played it. Let's head inside the clubhouse presented by Windows Select. Right now, buy one, get one free. Plus, no payments for an entire year. Call them today at 262-703-3500.
But you've been on teams preparing for playoffs before. What's it like in this instance where you've already clinched, but you've got games to play? The Dodgers are obviously fighting for the playoffs, for first place. How do you strike the balance between just wanting to be ready and competing as well?
Yeah, I mean, it's a fine line. After the Cardinals clinched these last two, it felt a little like exhibition games, just because both teams kind of know what their role is and going into the playoffs and stuff like that. The Dodgers obviously is a little different scenario because they're fighting for a division, but these last two are, like I said, a little different feel to them, but selfishly you want to go out there and play well or pitch well or hit well or whatever, just because you don't have games where you go out and suck, and so you want to go out there and perform well, just because these games still count and they still count towards your stats and things like that. And so these last two are a little different, but starting tomorrow, these games matter for the Dodgers, and they're going to come out guns blazing, and they'll feel more like postseason games rather than these last two.
Yeah, it's going to be fun over the weekend. Brewers in LA for a three-game set against the Dodgers. There's Brewers left-hander Brett Anderson, who ended up the season with a 4.26 earned run average. I think perceptually, Brewer fans think that he pitched a lot worse than that. I mean, I thought he had an okay year. I do. I thought he was okay this year. Now, again, he got hurt quite a bit. There was some inconsistency there. But my goodness, 4-2? I mean, wow. Things could have been a hell of a lot worse. And oh, by the way, he's your 5 or 6 man in the rotation. We'll take that. Okay, let's before we turn things over to the Rami show, I wanted to go back and just remind you that the Brewers are going to face the Atlanta Braves. Something crazy would have to happen for that not to occur. So next Friday, October 8th, Brewers will face the Braves in a 5-game set. Okay, they've faced the Braves 6 times this year. A 3-game set at home, a 3-game set at their place. And let's walk you through that just a little bit. I just jotted down a few details. In that first series, it was at American Family Field. The Brewers dropped 2 of 3 in that series. This was back in mid-May. Weekend series, Friday, May 14th. That was game one. 6-3 loss. Adrian Hauser started that game. He went just 3 innings, 5 walks in the game in those 3 innings. A balk, a hit batter, a wild pitch. Did only give up 2 runs in that brutal performance. Lauer then entered the game, gave up a couple of runs. Lindblom was tagged a little bit in that game. Lindblom, wow. Brewers offense was shut down most of the game. Back-to-back home runs in the 9th inning by Pena and Luis Urias got the Brewers within 3. Now, also keep in mind, this is when the Brewers' offense was really struggling. They really were going through a rough spot right there. So game one, head-to-head against the Atlanta Braves back in May, Brewers fall 6-3. Game two of that series, Saturday, May 15th, a 5-1 loss. Still no offense. They were no hit through six innings in that game. They ended up with just three hits in the ball game. Brett Anderson started the game. He went just 3 2/3, allowing four runs. And at that time, the Brewers led the league in strikeouts. This is how bad their offense was at that time. And they were 25th or worse in the big leagues in average on-base slugging and OPS. So, again, you have Hauser and Anderson going head-to-head against the Braves, and your offense was scuffling. Game three of that series, Sunday, May 16th, the Brewers bounce back for a wild 10-9 win. They were up 8-0. You remember this one? They're up 8-0 in this game three to the Braves in the seventh inning. Braves put up seven in the seventh. Peralta, he did his job, one hit through six shutout innings. Homering in that game, Wong, Kane, Omar, all with three hits in the win. The bullpen did scuffle in the game, the Brewers, obviously. Suter, J.P. Fireisen, Williams, and Hader all gave up at least one run. That was the quarter mark of the season, and they were at 21-20 after that game three. Okay, then the series shifted to Atlanta, three-game set. It's a weekend set, Friday, July 30th, trade deadline day. Brewers took 2-3 to return the favor against the Braves. Game one, Brewers with a come-from-behind victory. They were down 4-0 in that game. They win 9-5. Burns, a clunker, four-plus innings of work, giving up five runs, four in the bottom of the first inning. Avi, a big three-run homer to tie the game. That was part of a four-run third. That was a two-out, two-strike long ball from Avi. And they also put up four runs, the Brewers' offense, in another inning, the very next one, the fourth inning. Adames, a two-run shot in that frame. Escobar, a home run. That win put the Brewers 20 games over 500. And in fact, right there, it was the first time the Brewers had been 20 over 500 in the month of July at any point since 1979. So you knew something cool was brewing right there in that July mark. Game two, Saturday, July 31st against the Braves. Now, let's disclaim this. This is when Brewers got hit with a bunch of COVID positives. It came into the fray here. Hunter Strickland, Cousins, Gustave, Yelich around that time was positive. They lost 8-1 in game two. Woody flames out late in that game. Now, this game I remember. Woody was pitching well until the sixth inning. Bad call. Do you remember that? He had a strikeout to get out of the inning. He had a brilliant game going. Sixth inning, one run given up. And Dansby Swanson on the next pitch stings him for a home run. And the Brewers left a lot of base runners on base in that one. A learning moment for Brandon Woodruff in that game. He learned from that. You don't get a call, you still got a pitch, dude. Game three, Sunday, August 1st. A big, big, intense victory. And this is what I expect in the postseason next weekend. A 2-1 Brewers nail biter as the Brewers take the series. Brewers just three hits in the game. Willie Adames homered, JBJ with an RBI. Brett Anderson 5 2/3 in that game. One run ball. Bullpen takes it from there. Curtis 1/3. Box, Williams, Hader all scoreless frames. What's interesting, after the Brewers took that series in Atlanta, Josh Hader commented. You remember these comments? Josh Hader said it was the best Brewers team he's played on. And that was right after taking 2 of 3 against the Atlanta Braves in late July, early August. So they play to a 3-3 mark against the Braves head-to-head. And it jogs my memory bank on a couple of these things. We'll hit more on the post-game show tomorrow night, as well as wrap up the regular season on Sunday. as the Brewers go at it in L.A. against the Dodgers. Final three-game set of the season. The 21 championship season continues. 9:10 first pitch tomorrow. After the last pitch, you make the switch. It'll be right here. Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin post-game show. For Sam Schmitz, my name is Tim Allen. The Rami Show is next. Have a great day, everybody, and smile, Milwaukee. The world will smile back.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.